This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Thursday. Today on the radio show, we got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock, and we got Redder Than Red trivia. Jeffrey, you know, it's weird. Because the draft used to be on Thursday nights, today feels a little bit like a Friday.
Yeah, I agree.
Doesn't it? You know?
I'm not ready for Wednesday drafts.
What?
I'm not in favor of Wednesday draft.
I don't like a Wednesday draft, but I do like a two-day draft, don't you?
The NBA two-day draft is a little absurd. I will say it was nice last night to be done at 10 o'clock.
That's the thing. You're done early, and then you got another night of intrigue tonight. So, it's Thursday. It is Thursday. And so we will do Righter Than Right trivia in the second hour as we do. Jeffrey, do we have a fabulous prize for the people?
We do, Jeff. We've got two tickets to go see Creed. That will be July the 27th at Bank Plus Amphitheater. FedEx Forum. Two tickets on July the 27th.
Well, there you go. So we will do that in the second hour, where we would urge you to play honorably. If you can't beat Jeffrey, and good luck with that, you can get the prize if you play honorably. So that's the lineup. It's us, and then it's Chris Harrington, and then it is Righter Than Right trivia on this Thursday that feels to me, I'll be honest, a lot like a Friday. So the Grizzlies traded up and picked Cedric Coward. I like it. But then again, I've been the one saying all along, I am not thrilled. We talked endlessly, Jeffrey, about endlessly. They only had this pick for 2 weeks, right? So, but we've crammed a lot of conversation in. Boy, they better not make that pick for all the various paths.
Well,
right?
I believe the first question you asked after, I think on Monday after the Bane trade, was if they make the pick, will it be a failure? Because that was a topic going on.
And by the way, I do think the fact that I think right now. In fact, we can do a poll, but if we did a poll, it would be, do you like the Grizzlies trade up and pick for Cedric Coward? Let's just do a poll. Let's do a simple poll. And one of my theories about drafts is that you're almost always able to talk yourself into almost anything. And so I do think that when we asked that question way back when, a lot of you would have said, it's a failure. Get me an experienced player. That was my sense of the fan base, that you wanted an experienced player, and if they made that pick, it would be a failure. I always thought that was preposterous.
Do you want this poll to be binary? Yes, no?
I think yes or no. Yeah, I think yes or no. What is it? So what would it say?
So right now I have Jeff Calkins show poll. Do you like the Grizzlies' decision to trade up and take Cedric Coward?
Perfect. Just fire that yes or no. Let's fire that up. And because it's Cedric Coward, because we can dream as big as you want, because the reviews have been good, I think people are going to emphatically say yes.
I do think he was the player that the masses
had focused on.
Correct.
Right? So I agree with that. But it is interesting because of the various options, trade back, trade out, trade up, make the pick, I think most people were focused on let's use this pick to get a good player and a good experienced player. I don't want another young player. And I have been saying all along that I do. That as I analyzed it, I don't think the Grizzlies are one player away. And PJ Washington, Herb Jones, whoever it is, they'll get you a little closer, I guess, maybe. But, like, I wasn't as interested in incremental improvement. I think they need something more dramatic than that. And plus, honestly, I love drafts, and I thought it'd be more emotionally satisfying to trade up. And
it was fun wondering, okay, is this where they make the move? Was
it a big swing?
Yeah.
Indeed. So that's been my position all along. Indeed, I was on with Gabe Tuesday, and I was just trying to figure when in the last week if I most crystallized that position. And I think it was mostly because Gabe had a poll. But when the amateurs do polls, it's a little hard for me to watch.
He told me as we were doing the changeover, he mentioned he was going to do a poll, and I was like, well, it wasn't approved.
And then I didn't get eyes on that. The problem was, is the poll was simply, do you want the Grizzlies to trade the pick or make the pick? And as I pointed out, as soon as I was invited on the show, that's a terrible poll because the trade the pick crowd could be, I want them to trade it to get a veteran player, or it could have included me. I want them to trade the pick with another pick to get up to get a young player. And those are very different things. So
yes.
I'll be honest, like Gabe I think he's doing an unbelievable job in the afternoon of stepping in, but he's still a youngster when it comes to making polls. You know, like he's not been making polls for a decade like we have.
Come on. Not everybody can do it.
Not everyone. Well, we have different skill sets, you know, just like saying. He's much better at moving large men out of the way.
Absolutely.
Than I am. I don't think anyone would doubt that. Gabe is much better at standing close to someone and then just moving them to another place. I couldn't do that.
Never.
But when it comes to polls, I don't think there's much comparison. I'll be honest. So, but anyway, I first went on his show and then I criticized his poll. But it wasn't a loss for him. It was a learn, I think. And then I told him what exactly I thought should happen. And here was this. Here was my 15 seconds of analysis.
He also said, we're not one player away. And so spending it when you're not really close to being an elite team, which is I don't think they are right now, to make a move for one player to trade a 16 pick for one player, they're not one player away. So where does that get you? Does it get you from 43 wins to 46 wins? What does the addition of Herb Jones get you? It doesn't make you better at Oklahoma City. Like,
right,
if that's the goal, if the goal is to get to an NBA Finals, what does Herb Jones do for you? Whereas the potential superstar that is Cedric Coward, he could get you there.
That was 2 days ago. Potential superstar in Cedric Coward. So that's what I was advocating. That is what happened. And mind you, it could go badly awry. Like, that's the problem here, right? Like, once upon a time, the Grizzlies traded up out of their pick with New Orleans and to get Zaire Williams, where they could have just stayed put, right? They could have just stayed put and gotten a much better player, which New Orleans did with the Grizzlies pick. So who the hell knows how this is going to go? But I give it two thumbs up. I like the swing. I like the mindset. The price is pretty tough. Like, the price is the first round pick last night.
So 16 plus Orlando's.
And then it was Orlando's pick in 28. And then it was two future seconds. They do still have their second round picks tonight. So they do still have both of their second round picks tonight. So just go ahead. Have you launched this poll?
I have.
Okay. And don't you believe that people will say yes, even though if you'd asked them a week ago if they were going to trade up and get a young player, they would have said no?
Yeah. I think everybody had talked themselves into Cedric Coward.
Yeah. Okay. So here we go. We'll launch this poll. What do you think the spread's going to be?
I mean, I was surprised. There were a lot of people that I didn't think the price was that bad because you had to get in front of Oklahoma City and San Antonio. So, like, I kind of thought you're probably going to have to throw in a first.
I assumed it would. It is interesting to move up five spots,
right.
But it's not just five.
It was to
people don't want to move five. Well, a couple things happened here. One is it's very clear that Portland was the perfect trade partner.
Yep.
Because Portland was going to pick this Chinese giant who no one thought was going to go into the
Chinese Jokic, as he's referred to.
Chinese Jokic, mm-hmm. who no one imagined was going to go in the first round, much less there.
Yeah.
And so Portland knew they could trade from 11 to 16 and it would be no problem for them, right?
Yep.
They had their guy, they had identified. And mind you, if he turns into the Chinese Jokic, we're going to look back on those days of him wearing a grizzly hat fondly and wish with great
wistfully,
remorse,
maybe.
Wistfully wishing he had stayed in that hat. And we don't know. Like, if he's awesome, if he's 5-time All-Star, 10-time All-Star, 3-time MVP, we'll look back at that with wistfully. But Portland was the perfect trade partner. And then if you actually look at who was there, at 16,
yeah.
All the guys that we wanted were gone.
Yes.
Like all of them. They were all gone.
Well, I mean, I talked to Neil, and Neil, my old boss, McCrady, he's very plugged into the Thunder, and he believes 100% they had targeted Cedric Coward.
Yeah. So I think it's pretty clear you had to go up ahead of those teams to get him. They paid the price to go get him. And I 100% fully agree with that. Zach Kleiman said the same things last night, basically, that I said on Game Show. Sometimes you need to take a step back, be as honest as you can about where the team is at, and be willing to take a different avenues to work towards it. And that is what we did. He went on to talk extensively about all the things that he liked about him, including, you know, 3-point shooting, massive wingspan, 3-and-D. Seems to have a great makeup in terms of his approach to things.
Jeff, he also has what the kids refer to as a bag.
And he doesn't so much have a bag.
But he can
his handle
up. He can
post that's
up,
he is, and we'll get to the Henry Abbott piece in a minute. But the quote I wanted to particularly highlight was this quote from Zach Kleiman. We specifically identified Cedric in this draft as a player that has more upside than a lot of the names that get thrown around in trade speculation,
sure,
which are not necessarily available. It's easy to throw out names. And that's what he said. And that, to me, gets to 2 points for the trade the pick group. A, the names that we are throwing out there, Herb Jones, PJ Washington, etc.
Yep.
We don't know they're available. We don't know they're available. We don't know the price it would be. Total speculation. Herb Jones has been a person, someone who everyone has talked about for forever. There's never been any indication that New Orleans wants to trade him, plans to trade him. And by the way, with the players that they're bringing in who can't guard me, they probably need a Herb Jones in the mix. So that's the first thing he said. But the main thing he said was he's got a little more upside than a lot of the names that were thrown around. And that's because if you go out and you identify and get some good, solid player like Herb Jones or P.J. Washington, where the hell does it get you? Do you think the Grizzlies are an elite team in the West? No, they're not an elite team in the West, and particularly not without Desmond Bane now. They've got two really tremendous pieces in Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr., pieces that you could analogize to the Pacers and their two pieces, Halliburton and Siakam, right? Like,
yep.
Vaguely, if you squint, right? You can,
sure.
A year ago, you might have said the Grizzlies two were better, right? But they need more stuff. They need more stuff that has real impact. And Cedric Howard may not be that. He may be a whiff. He played six games this past year. Before that, he was at Eastern Washington. Before that, he was at Willamette. So he may be a whiff, but I think it is appropriate recognition of where they are that a good, solid NBA player wasn't getting them to where they want to go. And I know it's a cliche to say we're here to win championships, but they are here to, if not win championships, that's, of course, the goal. They're here to compete for championships. That's the goal. They're not here to try to get into the play and get in and lose. And so if you are giving up a Desmond Bane, to me, you push in your chips for players who could be as good as Desmond Bane ultimately.
Yes. He was picked higher than Desmond Bane.
He was certainly picked higher than Desmond Bane. So the logic is not only it is logic that I endorse, because it's exactly what I said 2 days ago, is that you got to take a swing. And so they did take a swing. You can't vote in this poll because
I'm the keeper of the poll.
You're the keeper of the poll. But would you vote yes?
I think I would.
You think you would? You're
yeah.
You're on the fence. Give me the no.
I do think the one thing that we have seen in the NBA is the teams that are trying to supplement their big guys with cheaper, younger options. It's a struggle. There's a development aspect, and that takes time, and it gets clunky, and with Ja and Jaren, I do think time is a little bit more of the issue, but I do tend to agree with you. I think oftentimes people think in the abstract of get older in the sense that you can snap your fingers and all of a sudden you have fully developed good players. And especially at the position that the Grizzlies have a need, which is wing, people just are not willing to give that up. And so I do fundamentally agree with your idea of this was their chance and to get the best player.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If I was to push back on it, I would say, if he's that great, and again, there's a piece. Henry Abbott did a piece where he interviewed David Thorpe, who was a guy who's been around the league a long time. He's sort of a coach, workout guy, whatever. And David Thorpe literally says he should have been the number two pick. He should be. This was in advance of the draft. He said Cedric Cowart should be the number two pick of the draft. That's how good he is. And indeed, if you read the piece, it gets a little crazy. It's like he has a higher upside than Cooper Flagg. Like, he has a more MVP potential.
Because of athleticism?
Because of athleticism. Whatever. Like, Cooper Flagg, everyone acknowledges, is going to be a rock-solid pro, probably from game one, right?
Yeah.
Because he can guard. But is he explosive? You know, the argument.
He didn't make your jaw drop like
right.
Zion did. Like, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jaw dropping talent.
Yeah.
And so he was saying that he has higher MVP potential than Cooper Flagg. Now, to be clear, and David Thorpe says this in the piece, he was also a big James Wiseman guy.
Yeah.
Big James Wiseman guy. So he's been wrong too. Everyone is. Everyone's wrong.
Sam Presti took Usman Jang before he did Jalen Williams.
Right, there you go. Everyone's wrong when it comes to this stuff. But the stuff that he identified, for example, the thing that was particularly persuasive to David Thorpe is, yeah, sure, he only played six games last year, but over the course of his college career, Cowart made 236 of 328 two-pointers. That is 72%. Zach Edey made 64.8% of his two-pointers in college. That's crazy for a guard. You know, he's not just dunking everything.
Right.
He is a great shooter with a great feel for the game and great shot selection. Right? He can get his shot. He doesn't force shots. He takes good shots and he makes them, which is, you know, a hell of a thing. Again, for most of it was against lesser competition. Still, most people can't shoot 72% against against air. And so the thing that I would wonder is, and this is one of the things that struck me about the draft generally, if he's that great, why did he go 11? Like
uncertainty.
I do agree with that. Here, I would make this argument that once you get past, let's say, the first three picks, which we pretty much knew, Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper, and Vijay Edgecombe, right? You tell me, are the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, okay? Are we convinced that the next seven are going to be better than the seven after that? Here are the next seven, right? Khan Kanupul, who is a slightly athletically limited, slow-footed shooter, okay? Ace Bailey, who could be a complete bust. People just is a difficult shot maker, a total gunner, okay?
He also struggled. Teams did not like how he handled the draft. So
all kinds of red flags.
There's a lot of bad,
Trey Johnson, who is not a great athlete, a great shot, a great shooter, but not, again, a great shot, a great tough shot maker
yeah.
from Texas. Jeremiah Fears, who is a little bitty guy.
He really fast.
He can get anywhere, but he can't shoot.
Yeah.
You know?
Turnover prone too, but God, he's fast.
A Demon who literally can't shoot. He's a wizard of a passer, but he can't guard and he can't shoot. He can guard, actually. He can't shoot. He can't score. Literally, no one believes he can score from a BYU. Colin Murray-Boyles, who's a 6'7 center who can't shoot, who's going to have to play another position. And Malawak, who is your typical... By the way, I loved the tears last night.
Yeah, like, there was a lot of emotion.
And to me, his were the best. Like, it was just when he was standing there looking into the camera, was just weeping. It was just a beautiful thing. But okay, I'll give you those guys, okay?
Edgecombe's the
I'm
Jamaican.
Taking away Edgecombe. Yeah, Edgecombe was great. Yeah, the Jacob was
with his mom in
Bahamas. Bahamas?
Was Jamaica?
Was it Jamaica? Okay, maybe you're right. Anyway, so let me ask. So Knipple, Bailey, Trey Johnson, Jeremiah Fears, Demon, Murray-Boyles, and Malawak. Okay? I'm going to give you those guys. And then instead, let's look at these guys.
All right.
Coward, Asenge, Derek Queen, Carter Bryant, Thomas Sorber, Hansen, and Behringer. Like, isn't there an argument that those guys, I'll be honest, particularly Carter Bryant and Thomas Sorber, like, it's funny, the Grizzlies, I loved what the Grizzlies did, but that I hated that I loved what both Oklahoma City and the Spurs did, because they're perfect. Like, Carter Bryant, 3-and-D guy for the Spurs, like, perfect. And Thomas Sorber is a center that everybody loved, everyone that sort of I respect in the draft analysis game, and he's step in for Hartenstein.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like seamless fits. It's weird. It was a draft where, okay, I feel pretty great about the top two, and then Edgecombe seems pretty solid, but after that you can see a lot of these guys busting, and then you get, it almost feels like the surest things came with that run of Coward, Bryant, Sorber, you know?
I wonder, though, because I do agree with you. When you tweeted it last night, I was nodding my head in agreement that you like what the Grizzlies did, but it kind of sucks that you also like what the Spurs and the Thunder did. But if the Kings and the Pelicans take Bryant and Sorber at 14 and 15, are we still feeling the same? Like, there is something about, there's kind of like
where
a
they landed. There's 100%. But is that in it? Is it, don't you think that's in a, it's like when the Ravens get, you know, whatever.
No,
whenever,
when
who
you
the hell
I,
drafts,
it's like, whatever,
the Ravens
like, who do you
every
like the
damn
draft?
Year.
Yeah. You can ask me before the NFL draft, whose draft did I like? And I'll always just say the Ravens.
Right. So, I mean, and you're
and
like,
the
how
Eagles.
The hell
and
did
the
that
Eagles.
Player fall yeah. to them? It's a perfect player to fall to them. And it's, so it is, yes, it is confirmation bias. But anyway, let me give you a little bit of the,
but I want to go back to your original question of, okay, if he is that good, why is he at 11? I think a lot of this though is pedigree. Okay. So Cooper Flagg's the no doubt, Dylan Harper's a no doubt, but Edgecombe, like if you go and you look, Edgecombe was the fifth player in the recruiting rankings heading up. Knipple was a little bit lower, but he had surged up to being, you know, a top 20 player last year. Then you have Ace Bailey, who I think was number two behind Cooper. Trey Johnson was another big-time five-star, and he makes big-time NBA shots. He was sixth in that class. So I think the problem with Coward...
Well, you've seen more of them. That's true, but
I think with Coward, it's like there are enough question marks that I think oftentimes people kind of go with, like, all right, what's the safer
thing?
Well,
the other thing is that I do think for some of those guys... People are swinging for stars. Like Jeremiah Fears, right, for example, he is ultimately supposed to be the lead star point guard in New Orleans, right?
Yep.
Whereas what the Grizzlies, the Spurs, and the Thunder were all looking for were pieces who fit.
Yep.
Right? And so it's, you're expecting less of them. You can imagine a better path for them. And so I think it's, they should be able to be what we hope they can be. Which is a sort of a lesser level. Let me give you a little more of David Thorpe here. talking about Cedric Howard and how he was recruited. He was headed to Duke for as much as $2 million, people believe. And then he did so well at the combine that he decided to stay in the draft. Here he is. Do you think John Shire is giving away Duke scholarships like candy? The rumor was that Duke was going to pay Cedric $2-plus million this year. One person told me it was closer to $3 million. Duke doesn't do that, bringing seniors with 1 year of eligibility, but they were doing it for Cedric. It's obvious that they realize this guy's really a super special talent. Alabama was bidding for him. Florida wanted him to replace the best player the final month of the college season, Walter Clayton Jr. Clearly, his body of work and his injury didn't scare off some of the best programs in the NCAA. Cedric's got a lot of Cade Cunningham in him, in that he's going to be a big guard. He's longer than Cunningham, not quite as tall. I think he's probably more athletic than Cunningham. I mean, the comparisons are crazy. Cade Cunningham is awesome. At this age, Cedric's probably a better shooter than Cunningham was. When you watch Cedric shoot, it's as classic as you're going to get. Jump shots and threes. All right, let me go on, go a little further here. I found out today there's a GM who told an impeccable source of mine that they had him top five on their board. There's an executive that has multiple championships as a player and executive who said that Cedric reminds him of Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. So if we started with Cade Cunningham, and now we've upgraded to Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. He goes on, if Cedric had played all season, I think a lot of people would be saying the same thing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I've spoken to players who worked out against Cedric during last year's pre-draft process, and they tell me he's a very, very, very special talent. So I'm not alone in being wowed by Cedric. I think he has MVP of the league potential. I'm not sure Cooper Flagg has that. I'm not sure Dylan Harper has that. And I'm not sure Ace Bailey has that. I actually watched Coward tape today, and I saw some Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. There was a baseline drive, shoulder bump, jumper. That's an SGA specialty, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's just kind of amazing the way people are slobbering over him. God, I hope he works out, particularly given that I planted my flag. A lot of people planted their flag, but I certainly planted my flag. I think I called him potential superstar on Gabe's show. So I am all for it. Other things, by the way, that I'll tell you what we'll do. We will take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk about Zach Kleiman said a whole lot of other interesting things yesterday, and there was a whole other draft that we have to comment on as well. So we will do that when we return. Give me an update on the Jeff Calkins Show poll.
Jeff, our current poll, the poll question today is, do you like the Grizzlies' decision to trade up and take Cedric Coward? With 140 votes already tallied, 90% say yes, 10% say no.
Wow! Most popular draft pick ever? No, Ja.
Ja, I mean, but I've... This is up there in terms of outside of Ja.
Wow! A week ago, you had posted, the Grizzlies are going to trade two firsts. They're not going to get a veteran player. They're going to trade two firsts to get Cedric Coward. What would it have been?
So he was really I feel like a week ago is when the...
People started learning his name.
Yeah, the hype train. Probably 60-40 then.
Pro?
Yeah.
I don't know. Gabe seemed skeptical 2 days ago. What if it had been Carter Bryant?
I didn't love Carter Bryant as much as everyone else did. Like, he can't dribble.
What?
He can't dribble.
He didn't play much.
Yeah, I understand.
For different reasons. He was healthy.
I just had Jeff Green vibes from Carter Bryant, where it's like, he looks like exactly what you want to be.
Yeah, right. I get that. Cedric Coward, of course, also has the shoulder surgery, and it's unclear whether he'll be playing in summer league, was the early word from Zach Kleiman. So we'll talk more about all of this when we return. It is Jeff Calkins Show on a Thursday. I'll be honest, feels like a Friday. 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. So I'm during the break. I was reading Drew Hill's piece on Cedric, our newest superstar, and it's fantastic over the Daily Memphian. In fact, if you, I occasionally will tell you how great the Daily Memphian is, and I will remind you it is a nonprofit, and so there's no one, no one's getting rich off of it. The subscription is the subscription and advertising pays about 2/3 of the bills, and the other third is paid for by, they raise money to so we can have a local newspaper that's owned in Memphis. And Chris has a great analysis piece up on the draft, and Drew now has this great feature on Cedric Coward, and it is just hilarious. So he went to Willamette, and Drew talked to the head coach at Willamette, and he said he already knows his footnote in history. Do you remember that NBA lottery pick who played at a Division III school? This is the coach talking. Yeah, you didn't start him, Kip, you idiot. He didn't start him.
He'd earn it.
He didn't start. Well, no, the problem is that he had a rule that if you got a D or an F on a grade check, you couldn't start. Okay. So he forgot to turn in a paper at the beginning of the semester, grade check, D or F, and he couldn't get it changed until the midterm exam. And so literally he did not start. The coach says, and he knew full well that he was the best player on the team. It was no problem. He just came off the bench and averaged 27 points and 12 rebounds in the first four games of his career, then went about getting his midterm grade fixed. And it goes on to tell, and I'm sort of skimming it because it just went up at the Daily Memphian and is, and so I haven't even been fully digested.
Do we know why he was so lightly recruited?
Yes. So it goes into this. It was during COVID and he didn't do any AAU stuff.
Yeah.
And in high school, they basically had him stand under. He's, you know, he's big. Played center. He was asked to stand under the basket, block shots, and collect rebounds. And so that was that. And then so they recruited him. They looked at his length. He said, we're like, wait, this guy has Division I athleticism plus the grades, because he had good grades,
yep.
And no one else is on him? Instantly, I asked, how do we burn these tapes immediately to make sure no one else can see him? So he gets there. He said, because we were the first to hold a Zoom meeting. This is during COVID. We were the school he chose. His family was very loyal. That's why it's insanity, almost criminal. The university charged him $25,000 to play basketball.
It's D3, man. There's no scholarships.
It's D3. Yeah. It's like going to Rhodes. You know, like it's like going to Rhodes. He was just a step above everybody else. Me and the other coaches looked around and said, well, he should always just have the ball. Like always, he just needs the ball. Cedric set the school record for steals and blocks in a season, and he was playing point guard. So there you go. He goes on. It's a fabulous piece. And I urge you to read it and Chris's analysis of what happened, and why the Grizzlies made the pick, that they made, last night. Other things that Zach Kleiman said yesterday, by the way, did confirm. I don't think this came as any great shock, Jeffrey. They didn't interview anyone else before hiring Tomas Isalo. Surprised?
No.
We never thought they did, right?
No, we would have heard.
Yeah, we would have heard. We would have heard. Yeah, 100%. And had some quotes about how they were impressed by the way he managed the team and related and whatever else, but et cetera, et cetera. On the, it was really the first time that he had talked since the Bane trade. And so he started his press conference by thanking Desmond Bane, I think appropriately. Went on to say, great trade for Orlando. And by the way, Orlando got Jace Richardson too. I love that for them. So great trade for Orlando.
It's kind of why, remember when we had the mock? It was like right after they made the trade and they had Jace Richardson at 16. I think that was literally just, they just took the logo off Orlando at 16 and put the Grizzlies and didn't change the mock. Because clearly Orlando liked Jace Richardson.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. We told you what he said about Cedric Howard, that basically that, as I indicated, the quote that I loved, that I identified earlier, we specifically target Cedric in the draft as a player that is more upside than a lot of the names that get thrown around, which were not necessarily available. It's easy to throw out names. Yeah. So one, all those veteran names that you identified may not be available that you identified. And two, they picked a guy who is higher upside because they know they are not one player away. They are not one Herb Jones away from beating Oklahoma City. They're just not.
I think it also...
What?
To me, it was also a tell. I think a lot of these names that got thrown around, even if they're not available, like it's... Everyone is technically always available if you make some insane offer, right. But like it was just never going to be that realistic.
On KCP, talked about KCP again, first time he talked about the trade, because some have wondered, well, is he going to be able to? And I've never really thought, of course, anyone's available. Certainly KCP is available, but he talked about him as a significant addition. Didn't talk about Cole Anthony as a significant addition.
I am quietly hopeful, because if you look at his best years, it's when he was playing with Jokic.
Yeah.
And yes, Ja and Jokic do not look like the same thing, but in terms of the guy that can get you good looks in the same way that Jokic can, I do think Ja's that guy.
Yep. And also a mature guy, a leader, whatever. Talked about that a little bit. On Santi Aldama, said we want him back. Was very clear about that. Said we want him back. So there you go. Grizzlies, obviously, with their two picks tonight. If you look at who's available, Rashear Fleming is probably the highest ranked guy. Tyrese Proctor's out there. Sion James is out there. Cam Jones was not drafted.
Chaz Lanier.
He's still local guys, Cam Jones and Chaz Lanier. Chris Harrington's favorite, Noah Penda, international guy. Is still available. There's a bunch of centers. Like if you want a big dude to stand in there for a little bit.
That's kind of what I'm looking at.
Ryan Kalkbrenner's still there. Renaud, the guy from Stanford, is still there. Vlad Golden's still there. Rocco Zekarski. There's two at Auburn, actually.
Jani Broom and...
the rebounder. That dude.
God, he's a screen setter, too.
What do you think of Broom, by the way?
So he's just obviously athletically...
He's a very good basketball player.
He's athletically very limited. I am not... I'm not opposed to that being one of the late picks. To, like, just stand
in. Find it intriguing.
Yeah.
I would find it intriguing. I mean, and they do have a history of picking guys who are incredibly productive in college, right?
Yes.
So,
Cardwell was the other guy.
So what'd you think of the... first of all, what'd you think of the... and we'll talk more about with all of this, more about all of this with Chris. Yes, thank you. My words, making sure they're lining up.
You're just so giddy.
I am giddy. I'm kind of over the moon with happiness about this. As are the people, by the way. The people, we have a Jeff Calkins Show poll out there. If you haven't voted yet, you still can. But it's a landslide. What are we looking
and
at?
And it's only growing. The Jeff Calkins Show poll today is, do you like the Grizzlies' decision to trade up and take Cedric Coward? 91.2% say yes, 8.8% say no.
This is doomed, man. This is doomed. It's absolutely doomed. It can't be that popular.
What could go wrong? We got Kobe and MJ.
Kobe, we just read a piece that mentioned Kobe, MJ, and then on a lesser, Shea, and Cade Cunningham.
Correct.
All as comparables for a guy picked 11th in the draft. What'd you think of the production, by the way? What'd you think of the whole thing? We did have the... We should play this, by the way, the moment that...
Well, like I said, we haven't really discussed the most important thing. Like, screw 3 and D. We might have gotten Blazing 5. It's one of Coward's segments.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Yeah, here's the moment that Cedric Coward is drafted.
So the Portland Trailblazers select Colin Coward here. This is a young man.
I'm not going to rip her for that. I misspeak basically every 5 minutes.
Yeah, on a draft night.
On draft night, you don't want to say Colin Coward.
Names are kind of important.
And it is interesting. Like,
and you also...
Adam Silver nails them all.
You have producers in your ear. Like,
it's just a slip.
I understand that, and I'm not saying that this ruins the whole experience and that she should be fired.
Silver said it, which the official draft,
correct.
That name is correct.
But it also does not help when your whole broadcast is terrible.
Okay, what did you hate about the broadcast? I saw it getting ripped by everybody.
So I mainly watched the ESPN broadcast.
Yeah, so did
I. Number one, no flow, no organization. It was just, it felt like a bunch of people had read a stats packet and was just trying to like shotgun out all the information that they had, but it had no continuity, no flow. Obviously, Cooper Flagg's a big part of it, but like, honestly, that was some of the better stuff because like a lot of that was pre-produced and Marty Smith going to the,
you think of
the barn.
What do you think about the post-draft interviews? I thought they were okay. I thought they were less embarrassing than they often are. That they were okay. She's got a good manner.
I'm mainly focused on the desk. The ESPN right now has a presentation of basketball problem. I don't know if they care. I don't know if they're...
What do you think of Stephen A. yelling at everybody?
I didn't watch much of it because I was on ESPN. He was on ABC.
Right.
I flipped over at times, like Bob Mayer, I thought was good. But it's just a lot of the...
It didn't strike... I saw everyone ripping it. It did not strike me as awful.
I did not think it was...
But lots of people are ripping it. I still think the hats are so ridiculous. It is so freaking ridiculous. It's just preposterous. It's the damn NBA. They should figure this thing out. I know that they... And then they announce the actual... Then they announce they're aware the trade's happening. It's on Twitter. They can read Twitter. They know the trades have happened.
Well, like yesterday they were announcing the trades.
And then they did announce the trades like later. Seven picks later. They would announce the Grizzlies trade.
Like my whole deal is...
Do it in time to change the damn hat. It's stupid to have that.
My whole thing is, okay, I understand these things are not official transactions and something could go wrong and you could wind up having...
But the teams know.
Well, my whole thing is...
If you screw up, you'll get one wrong. They get 12 wrong.
What do you think the ratio is of things that could go wrong By the way, when's the last time we had someone that
a trade that happened that fell through?
Correct.
It's the dumbest thing ever. It's just so dumb.
Like, the Grizzlies drafted a guy with a Portland Trailblazers hat on. The Blazers drafted.
That was so dumb.
But it's been dumb.
Okay, speaking of dumb. Well, some that I liked, some that I didn't like.
Okay.
And John Martin, by the way, has written a piece, some that he liked.
He's got five picks
that
he likes.
He didn't like. I think he has five picks that he liked. And honestly, they're not the same ones. Some of them are the same ones that I liked. We talked about Oklahoma City, and that's one of the ones that he liked, and San Antonio. Like, those are – I don't like the fact that I liked what they did. I thought the Hornets with Knipple and Liam McNeely, I thought two solid, like, you know, two – In a draft with a lot of swings for the fences, I think they're going to get two players there.
I'm with you. I think a lot of the Hornets, the vibe around the Hornets is a MJ thing. But since they've turned over to the new ownership, if you kind of look at it, they've acted appropriately.
And gotten lucky. You know, you have to get lucky. The Nets, shockingly, made all five first-round picks. I told you yesterday. Listen, I've told you what I was right about yesterday, 2 days ago. I was also wrong. I said there's no way they're going to make all five. They did. They made all five picks, and it was just sort of a grab bag of picks. They got a couple internationals. They got a lot of guys with size for the position. The Demon, the point guard from BYU, the Russian point guard from BYU who can't score, he was their first pick. I don't know what to make of it. Just like whatever.
I thought it was interesting that they went heavy international.
They went a lot of projects.
Because I was also wondering, obviously when you have five
three
picks.
International players, if you count, yeah, three international players, two of whom play internationally, one of whom plays in the U.S., and then Danny Wolf.
I was wondering if that is a strategy move of what we've seen is a lot of the international guys have a better team concept, and maybe if you're projecting.
I think there's something there.
If you're projecting out, hey, maybe.
They're good passers in this group. They absolutely. And the guys who didn't, like Danny Wolf's a great passer.
Yep.
Like, so I think there's something to be said for that. Some of the guys that the Grizzlies we thought might, you know, be fits for the Grizzlies, Nick Clifford ends up going to the Kings about where he should in the 20s. The two that were most, well, Utah taking Ace Bailey when he very clearly didn't want to go to Utah. Now, he looked perfectly cheerful about it once he got drafted. He wasn't weeping when he got drafted. But they swung for the fences with Ace Bailey and Walter Clayton, right?
Like, yeah.
How about that?
So
I do admire that. I don't care that you don't want to play here.
Simmons,
what are you going to do? Simmons
had been on this for, I feel like, a week or so, that Ace Bailey felt like the most Danny Ainge pick. And, like, in the end, they can call titles or whatnot, but Ryan Smith's going to defer to Danny Ainge, and then he's going to sign off on it. I kind of think Ace Bailey's in the opposite of Cedric, where it felt like all the energy was so negative around him that
he can't be as bad as people are talking about him.
Like, I watched enough of him to be like, the guy can play.
The Suns, a lot of people like the Malawak pick, and obviously they need size. They need the center, right?
But well, they only have wings.
Then they also went out and traded two ones for Mark Williams, for the perpetually injured Mark Williams. So, like, that was kind of, that they doubled down was sort of striking there, but the single worst pick, who knows? Derek Quinn could be a star. The Pelicans go get Fears. Then they trade up 10 spots to get Derek Quinn from Maryland. And mind you, they didn't think he was good enough to take him instead of Fears. Like, they liked him, but they didn't like him. Like, and what did they give up? They got they gave up an unprotected pick next year.
And they could legitimately be the worst team in the West.
Which will be, that will be the better pick, the worst team, yes, it could be, of New Orleans or Milwaukee.
Yes.
So whoever is worse, Milwaukee, no Dame, like, you got one injury there and to one of the best players of the league, and, like, what are we looking at? Or a possible trade, we still don't know. Like, we don't know what Milwaukee's doing. Or New Orleans. Whichever one of those picks is higher is the pick that Atlanta gets for letting them move up 10 spots. Who the hell in a very good draft next year? Who gives that up? That's crazy. So they added Fears, Queen, and Jordan Poole is their offseason so far. What a mess.
I want to be clear. I could be dumb. I could be an idiot. I could always be wrong. I always leave room for that. I truly have no idea what New Orleans is doing. Like, you know, when you even try to, like, you try to game it out and be like, okay, even if you disagree with the logic, you can kind of see some logic. I have no idea what they're doing. Like, are they setting up to trade Zion?
It doesn't feel like it.
Right.
But it doesn't feel like it because they're trying to be good because they, you know, they just gave up their pick to move up 10 spots. So they're trying to be good this year and trying to add talent this year. It's obviously Joe Dumars who is running the show. There's a theory that he's relying heavily on Troy Weaver, who ran the Detroit Pistons into the ground. And so there you go. Anyway, we'll talk about all of this with Chris Harrington. Then we've got Righter Than Right trivia. Oh, we also have the news. It is official. They are naming the Memphis airport after Fred Smith. That news also, you can read about it over at the Daily Memphian. We'll take a break. Come back and talk to Chris on the other side. 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.